Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The State Affairs Committee will now come to order. Members, pursuant to Rule 7.7, the Speaker has appointed Leader Mike Grant to serve as an ex officio voting member of this committee. Leader Grant, you're welcome, and we're glad you're here. Lexi, will you please call the roll?
Chair Masullo.
Here.
Representatives Altman, Bartleman.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Chambliss, excused. Cheney.
Here.
Drake.
No.
Fisher.
Here.
DeLombardo, excused. Goff Marcel.
Here.
Hinson.
Here.
Joseph. Mooney.
Here.
Overdorf.
Yes, ma'am.
Payne.
Here.
Rodriguez. Roth.
Here.
C. Smith.
Here.
D. Smith.
Here.
Stevenson, excused. Toledo.
Here.
Woodson.
Here.
Zika.
Present.
Ex officio Grant.
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lexi. Please make sure everyone silences their cell phones and communication devices. Members and individuals of the public that wish to speak, please make sure that you activate the microphone, and if you haven't yet, fill out an appearance card and please give it to one of the staff. We didn't think that we would be here today, but we are, and I'm glad to see each and every one of you. We have a short agenda today, members. One bill presented by Chair Fine, HB 3 on independent special districts. Chair Fine, you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, members. HB 3C does one simple thing. It says all independent special districts established before the Florida Constitution was ratified in 1968 will be sunsetted on June 1st, unless the legislature next year chooses to come back and recreate those special districts to be compliant with the Florida Constitution, and that is the bill.
Very good. Members, any questions? Questions for Chair Fine. Ranking Member Smith, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You're not the only one who didn't realize we'd be here this afternoon. Representative Fine, it's a very brief explanation of the bill. I guess my general question has a lot to do with why we're here. Do you believe it's appropriate to use the full power of the state to punish one private corporation for speaking out against an extreme agenda, which is what you are doing with this bill?
It sounds a little bit more like debate, but you're recognized to answer it.
I don't mind the question. Look, the bill is 8 lines long, so it gets a short explanation because it is a short bill. I would simply say that I reject the premise of the question that this bill is targeting one company and punishing one company. This bill deals with 6 special districts, and I will read them so everyone knows the 6. If I have it here in my, I've got it here somewhere. Here we go. It affects the Hamilton County Development Authority, the Bradford County Development Authority, the Sunshine Drainage District, which is in Broward County, the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which is in Orange and Osceola County, the East Point Water and Sewer District in Franklin, and my personal favorite, the Marion County Law Library District. That's not a library district, that is a law library district. You know, why they need that, I'm not particularly sure. This bill affects all 6 of those districts equally.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm trying to understand your response to mean that this bill is not a reaction to the public opposition of Walt Disney World Corporation against the Don't Say Gay bill. Is this bill not a direct result of Representative Roach saying if Disney wants to embrace woke ideology, it seems fitting they should be regulated by Orange County? Isn't that what this bill is?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've not spoken with Rep. Roach about this bill prior to presenting it today, so I can tell you that has nothing to do with it. I would say this, so to save us a lot of time with cutesy questions. When you poke the bear or you kick the bee's nest, sometimes issues come out. And I think that when the bee's nest got kicked, based on how a guest in our state chose to comport itself, I think what ended up happening is the idea of special districts were taken a look at. And people realized that there were, of 133 special districts that were created before 1968, 127 of them had updated themselves to be compliant with the state constitution. 6 had not. In fact, one of those 6, and it is not Reedy Creek, had been instructed by state law to do so, and they had not. And so I don't think we knew until we started looking at this issue that the issue existed. And there are these six special districts, again, that have not updated themselves since 1968. And part of the reason this was important was in 1968, the state of Florida did something I wish they never had. They created home rule authority for local governments, for counties and municipalities. Prior to that, local governments had to do, they had to come to us for permission. And so these special districts were constructed in a time where the local governments they had to deal with had very little power. They didn't have that home rule authority. That has changed, and that's why 127 of those 133 special districts came back to the legislature over the last 55 years and got theirs updated. These six, including my favorite, the Marion County Law Library District, did not. I would note that they have the next year to do that. In the next session, they will have the right to come and ask that new special districts be created that are consistent with our state constitution. This is not an instant effective date. Nothing's being blown up today or tomorrow. They have until June 1st to come back to consider how they choose to comport themselves with the state when the legislature comes back next year and looks at these issues again.
One more follow-up, and then we'll move on to someone else. We can always come back around if we have time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Excuse me while I catch my breath after all of that. I'm trying to understand and kind of decompress everything that you just said. You said, well, perhaps this can be revisited, future legislature, this can be renegotiated, something along those lines. So are we to interpret that to mean that if Disney is on their best behavior between now and the next legislative session and does not speak out against anything that the Florida legislature does or Governor Ron DeSantis does, as long as they behave themselves and keep their mouths shut, then you might consider actually reinstating this special improvement district in the next legislative session?
I don't mind.
I was going to say you don't have to answer that, but you're welcome to.
And keep them coming. Look, I would say this. I think one of the dominant features of our last legislative session are discussions about bills that people didn't read in advance. This would be one such question. This bill is only 8 lines long, as I told you, and the final 4 lines say an independent special district affected by this subsection may be reestablished on or after June 1st, 2023, pursuant to the requirements and limitations of this chapter. I've just read you half the bill. So it says all of these six districts can come back. The decision to do that is not my own. I'm one of 120 members of the Florida House, one of a zero of 40 in the Senate, and the governor obviously gets a say. But if you want to know how that would happen, if you're a big believer in the law district in Marion County, a member would bring that forth as a local bill. It could be any member. It could be someone from that delegation. It could not be. I could do it for Reedy Creek, for example, next year. But someone would bring forward a local bill. The local delegation would have to approve that bill, however the rules of that local delegation would work, and then it would become a local bill here in the legislature. That is how that process would work. What I think about it would largely be material. My view is no more important than any of the rest of yours.
Rep. Bartleman, you're recognized for a question.
Yes, thank you, Chair. My first question has to do with specifically Reedy Creek Improvement District. Do you know how much debt Reedy Creek Improvement District has incurred? How much debt they owe?
You're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can't give you the exact number, but it's roughly $1.1 billion.
We're recognized for a follow-up.
Thank you, Chair. And then how are you, since you're dissolving that district, who's incurring that debt now, local taxpayers?
You're recognized.
Thank you. So Florida law says that when an independent special district is gotten rid of, as happens not just now, it happens other times, all of the revenues and the obligations of that district get transferred to the existing municipalities. In the case of Reedy Creek, there are 4 such municipalities. There's Orange County, which actually is a pretty small part of it. There's Osceola County, also has a fairly small part of it. And then there's the place where the actual theme parks are, which are the cities of Bay Lake and Lake Buena Vista. Those are the 4 municipalities that the debt obligation, as well as the revenues, would go to as well.
Recognized for follow-up.
So what you're essentially doing is you're going to shift the burden of all of that debt, impact the bond rating of all of those municipalities and counties by dissolving a district who, according to an OPAGA report in December 2004, has sufficient state oversight. Are you familiar with the OPAGA report from December 2004?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You'll have to ask the first question again, but the answer to your second question is no.
Thank you. And follow up on the
Rep. Barman, please contain your questions to the subject of the bill itself, if you can. You're recognized.
Thank you. Well, on the subject of the bill is dissolving special districts because they haven't been looked at, they haven't been revised, when in fact, in 2004, in December, OPAGA released a report on the Reddy Creek District and only had a couple suggestions. As a matter of fact, Reddy Creek has oversight. So I guess the question is, without reading that report, why would you introduce legislation? Your legislation doesn't even reflect what was stated in the report about Reddy Creek.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This would be state oversight, what we're doing right now.
One more.
You're recognized.
So are you familiar with the current state oversight that occurs right now in Reddy Creek? Because there are exhibits to the state oversight that occurs right now. So what's going to be different?
You're recognized.
Thank you. Well, there is limited state oversight. Let me tell you some of the things that Reedy Creek, and I can do this for the other ones as well, can do today. Not only have we allowed this independent special district to be created, but we have given it extraordinary powers that other special districts do not have. So Reedy Creek has the right to exercise eminent domain, that's the government taking your land, outside of the district boundaries. So not even in the district. They can go outside of their own district and exercise eminent domain without consent of the district that they're doing it at. That's not something we give to other governments. They have the authority. By the way, I think we've all heard this before. I always thought it was a joke when people said it. Reedy Creek has the right to build a nuclear fission power plant. They can just build one. I don't know if they would, but this is what happens when you don't review something that was created before 1968. They have the authority to build roads that is exclusive and supersedes the jurisdiction and authority of the Florida Department of Transportation. They don't have to follow FDOT rules in building their own roads. They have the authority to build infrastructure projects outside of the district's boundaries. They're exempt from state and local permitting requirements. They have the exclusive power of zoning, building, construction, and planning requirements, the authority to adopt their own building and safety codes, and they're exempt from state building and safety codes. And then lastly, they have the power to change the boundaries of their own district without a special act. Imagine if Duval County could say, I want to be a little bigger, and I'm just going to do it. I'm going to be a little bit smaller, and I'm just going to do it. Reedy Creek has that. Now, they're not the only one with strange things that they can do. The other one that I enjoy is East Point Water and Sewer District also has something interesting. They can tell individuals, corporations, and other public subdivisions that are 5 miles from the border of their district what they can and cannot do. People who aren't even in the district. Part of what's going on here is we should review things that took place this long ago. Those of you who've served on my committees know that in both of the terms that I've had running education, we have gone back and we have looked at things that have lasted a very long time and said, do they make sense? The fact that it made sense 20 years ago doesn't mean it makes sense today. I think most of you would agree that saying that a special district should have the right to have a nuclear power plant is probably not something that we would pass in 2022 or 2023. Again, Reedy Creek can come back next year and say, hey, we'd still like to be an independent special district. We want to work with you on that. We want to modernize as 127 other special districts have done over the last 55 years, and we can consider it then.
Rep. Henson, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Fine, does this bill require a local referendum?
You're recognized.
No.
Do you have a follow-up?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe it does. But have you at least advised the local municipalities that this is coming?
You're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've not. But it won't be hard to do. And I can work on that later today. In the city of Bay Lake, one of the four municipalities, the one that, by the way, has all of the theme parks in it, there are 24 people who live there. I'm assuming Mickey's one and Minnie's one, Goofy, Donald. Mm-hmm. I don't know who the 24 people are, but those 24 people who live in the city that represents all of them, you know, we can get out and talk to them. In Lake Buena Vista, for those of you who know Disney World, was sort of where all the kind of Disney partner hotels are in downtown Disney. There's 29 people who live over there who are registered voters and vote in those elections, pick the mayor and the city council and those sorts of things. So those 53 people, I'm sure we can get the message to fairly quickly.
You recognize Rep. Henson.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. There are 10,000 jobs at stake. Is that correct?
You recognize. I'm not sure that's pertinent to what we're doing, but sure. You recognize.
Thank you.
Because the residents are so few, I think that's what he's alluding to.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure what you're alluding to. Disney has 80,000 employees, not 10,000 employees, and I'm grateful for all of them. But your question about referendums would be those 53 people that live in those two cities.
I see. And do you have a plan for these 80,000 people, their jobs?
I don't believe that's pertinent to the bill. Disney is not going to go bankrupt based on whether or not the special district exists.
Okay, so how many government employees exist there?
You're recognized.
How many government employees do those 53 people have? I don't know the answer to that question.
The 80,000. You don't think any of them are? So let me ask you this.
Rep. Henson, please go through the chair and direct your questions to the bill specifically.
I'm trying.
You're recognized.
Thank you very much. So this is going to be my question, my final question. If Mickey Mouse behaves himself, will he be allowed to reinstitute?
That was asked and answered, Rep. Henson.
I don't remember the answer. I'm sorry.
Ranking Member Smith asked that question, and it was not pertinent to the discussion.
Oh, that was the answer. It's not pertinent. I'm asking, is that the answer?
I believe the answer that Rep. Fine gave was it will come before the legislature the way any local bill has done in the past, and will be debated and voted on, and then either approved or not by the governor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Rep. Joseph, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Fine, are you familiar with Florida Statute 189.072, by any chance, that governs the dissolution of an independent special district?
You're recognized.
Thank you. I am a little bit.
A little bit. All right.
And you're recognized for follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, may I be recognized for a series of six questions?
Counting the one you just did? Yes.
Not including the one I just did. So seven in total. Lucky number seven.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So with that particular statute, since you have admitted some kind of familiarity, there are two ways that you can dissolve a special district. One is voluntary dissolution, and I don't think anybody will contest that in this instance it's not voluntary. And the second is governed by subsection 2, other dissolutions, which provides two options. And I'll just read those, which is, in order for the legislature to dissolve an active independent special district created and operating pursuant to a special district act, as is the case here, the special act dissolving the active independent special district must either, one, be approved by a majority of the resident electors of the district, that's one option, or the second option is for districts to be in, for districts in which a majority of governing body members are elected by landowners, a majority of the landowners voting in the same manner by which the independent special districts governing the body is elected. I don't think any of those things have transpired, which are arguably a conditioned precedent to what you're trying to accomplish with this legislation. And earlier, my colleague asked if such action was required, and your answer was plainly no, which is directly in contravention with the law of Florida. So my question for you is, how do you get around following the law on how you do what you're purporting to do with your bill that doesn't meet any of the conditions precedent?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The good news, I'll be able to answer all six of these questions at once. It's you change the law, which is what these are doing. These are not constitutional requirements. These are statutory requirements, and this bill actually changes the law, which we're allowed to do at any time, and says that we don't have to do those things.
You're recognized for your third question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, I think to change a law that exists, you would repeal it, not just put another one that contravenes it. But what do I know? I'm just a lawyer. So I'm going to move on to my next question, which is, what happens to the affordable housing project recently announced by Walt Disney with your bill? Have you considered those ramifications and just what happens to that?
You're recognized if that pertains to the special district.
It does.
Thank you. I believe that if Walt Disney World has done that, Walt Disney World is not a subject of this bill. It is the Reedy Creek Improvement District. So they can do whatever they want on their own property.
You're recognized for your fourth question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the next question is, what is the plan for the power plant, water treatment plant, landfill, parking garages, the infrastructure that exists in this special district right now, should your bill pass, you know, would the county take over these roads and drainage? Like, what happens functionally?
Recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like the debt, when a special district is dissolved, all debt and assets are devolved to the municipalities in which they are in. Those in Osceola County would go to Osceola. Those in Orange County would go to Orange. And Orange County could then decide whether they wanted to keep them or whether they wanted to put them in Bay Lake and Lake Buena Vista.
You're recognized for your fifth question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So kind of you. Let's see here. It's my understanding there are a number of construction projects within the special district currently. So if you happen to know what that number is, I'd be curious to know. But my actual question is, what happens to the jobs and projects in addition to the roads? Like, do the roads become state roads? Do they go back to the municipalities? Because where they're housed right now, as you're aware, there are lots of different... Okay, I think he gets it. He's shaking his head, so I'll just let him answer.
You recognize the answer.
As I said before, all assets would be transferred to the municipalities where they exist. Again, those south of the Osceola County line would go to Osceola County. Those north of that line would go to Orange County, who could choose to keep them or send them down to Bay Lake and Lake Buena Vista, the cities that have 53 people in them.
Number six, Rep. Joseph, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I guess the follow-up to that one... actually, forget the follow-up. Let me just ask a different one. Has there ever been a problematic audit donor about Reedy Creek?
Can you rephrase that just a little bit?
Okay. Let me try to rephrase that. To the extent that there has been an audit or anything that has put Reedy Creek on your radar other than Walt Disney's recent political activities... or just not even political activities, just straight up dissent of your political activities, has there been anything that has put them on your proverbial radar other than that?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I said before, when you kick the hornet's nest, sometimes issues arise. That did happen here, and as we started looking at special districts, we discovered this issue of these six pre-constitutional special districts, that unlike 127 special districts before them in the 55 years since the Florida Constitution was approved, had not modernized and brought themselves into being consistent with the Florida Constitution. That is the issue that we found. And again, we found that there were many things in these pre-home rule special district charters that didn't really make a lot of sense and were probably things that the legislature would never do today. To some degree, we're doing some work that is long overdue.
Last question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And the final question is, in terms of kicking the hornet's nest, are there any other companies that will be getting a closer look on your hit list?
That's not pertinent.
I'll answer.
All right. You don't need to. Rep. Woodson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Fine. I'm not going to be redundant, but I have a question that I need you to... A few questions, Mr. Chair, if I may.
You're recognized for a few.
From the six special districts that you mentioned that are being affected by this bill, and seeing the length of time that this bill was noticed, do you believe that Floridians have enough time to vet this proposal that you have?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's a great question. And the answer to that is yes. Because what this bill does is it sunsets these special districts in June of next year. That was picked intentionally because there's a legislative session between now and June of next year where these six special districts will have the ability to ask the legislature, as 127 special districts have done before them, to create post-constitutional rules for a post-constitutional world. In fact, it's good that we're doing it today and say not in May. This gives those six special districts even more time prior to the regular session beginning next year to think through how they might want to approach us to get these special districts reestablished, which, as I pointed out, is 50% of the existing bill talking about an ability to do that.
You're recognized for a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your response. However, you mentioned May, right? And we are in April now, right?
Yes.
May 2023.
You're recognized for the date clarification.
Thank you. And if I misspoke, I apologize. We're in April now. Mm-hmm. I was saying why we don't do this. Some people have said, why don't you just do this in the May special session? And I was saying it gives another month before the 2023 regular session, which will happen next year prior to the June date when these districts are sunsetted.
One more follow-up. You're recognized.
Okay. Knowing the magnitude and seeing the magnitude of this bill and how it would impact so many people, do you still believe that's enough time for us to work through this bill and do what we need to do in order for the people of Florida to understand what's going on and how this bill is going to impact everyone?
You're recognized.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I reject the premise of the question that telling the Marion County Law Library District that they have to come into a post-constitutional world is going to be all that disruptive, or the Hamilton County Development Authority or the Bradford County Development Authority or the East Point Water and Sewer District. And even as it relates to Reedy Creek Improvement District, all that this bill does, assuming that nothing is done next year to reestablish it in a post-constitutional world, is all of those assets and all of those liabilities get given. We increase the home rule power, something that I always have to swallow hard when I say, of Osceola County, Orange County, Bay Lake, Florida, and Lake Buena Vista, Florida. Nothing goes away. No debt goes away. No assets go away. No services go away. They just get transferred from a optional level of government that is unnecessary in order to provide those services to those four, two cities and two counties.
One more. You're recognized.
Just one more, Mrs.
Well, yes, just one more, and we'll
okay.
get we might get around back to you.
All right. Thank you so much. You mentioned earlier that Disney has about 80,000 employees, and I'm not referring just to Disney. I'm referring to all the six special districts that I mentioned in the bill. If this bill passes, what is the plan to keep the employees whole, because we are seeing what's coming down? What's the plan? Is there anything in place to make sure we keep them whole?
Rep. Whitson, the employees are not employed by the special district, just so you know.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, can I respond to that?
Yes, you can rephrase the question.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, they are. But those employees are part of the puzzle. And we have to make sure we keep that in mind as well, because they are employed by Disney. If government lets you stay, take over, right, as it's being proposed in the bill. So what's the plan to keep those people whole?
You're recognized to try to answer that question. I don't think it's pertinent to the discussion of the bill, but knowing you, Chair Fine, I'm sure you have a good answer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Look, I'm sure all six of these special government districts have some employees. The functions that they provide would be transferred to other people should those functions still continue. I don't know that Marion County would think they still need a law library district. Those employees might end up going away. But as it relates to the people who work for the Reedy Creek District, again, all of those functions, all of those duties would be transferred to those four municipalities that would continue to provide those services. It would be up to those municipalities using their home rule power to decide how to do that. We wouldn't be telling them what to do, which for those of you who like home rule, I would think would like that quite a bit.
All right. Rep. Goff, Michelle, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Fine, you basically admitted that this was political because a hornet's nest was kicked. We need a plan. What would be the plan for Orange and Osceola County and the other two municipalities to absorb it? And I'm specifically talking about Reedy Creek, because that's the one that's the most impactful of your bill.
what would be the plan? Because we're talking about Reedy Creek has been around for 55 years. That's a lot of infrastructure. And you're giving them a year to completely dissolve and move assets and do all that without any notice. Do you have a plan for this?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's why the bill has a year's period before the districts are sunsetted, so the local governments can make the decision on what to do. I would also say again that we can have an ongoing discussion with these six districts about whether they want to try to recreate or recharter their special districts in a post-constitutional world. But you know what? I mean, it's a great opportunity for local politicians in Orange and Osceola County to exercise those home rule powers to rule over territory that they haven't been able to because the state preempted them 55 years ago. There's probably no more anti-preemption bill that we will pass in our time in the legislature than this one.
You're recognized for follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You didn't quite answer my question. You did repeat my question in that it has been 55 years. So infrastructure over 55 years, and now they have 1 year to make a plan without any notice of this bill. Could you expand on that further, please?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. They would have 1 year. Again, assuming next year we didn't reconstitute the districts, they would have 1 year to figure out what to do with these governmental functions. In the same way that special districts get dissolved, it doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen. There's a process for this, and we're putting in place a year to give these two local governments time to figure it out. Look, if they can't figure it out in a year, they probably have bigger problems that we ought to take a look at.
All right, Rep. Campbell, you're recognized for questions.
Thank you. Thank you for this, Representative. My question is first is how long, with everybody, all these departments in play, how long do they have to get compliant under the rules?
Which rule are you referring to?
Under the bill. Under this bill, how long do they have to get compliant with the law?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill has nothing to do with compliance with the law. What this bill says is that, again, we're going to dissolve all pre-Constitution special districts, the six out of the 133 that existed before the Constitution was ratified in 1968. It says that those local governments that would receive the assets of those special districts have a year to figure out what to do and or come to us next session, and ask us to recharter effectively these special districts in a post-constitutional world. So what happens, I think, is an open discussion that will happen with this legislature and those local governments over the next year.
Do you have a follow-up? You're recognized.
Yes. Thank you for that. My question is then, why is it, why not have a plan executed now? Why not have that included within the bill, this bill?
You're recognized.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I might like that idea because I'm not a big fan of how local governments operate themselves. But for those people who believe in home rule and the counties should run their counties, it wouldn't be our place to tell them how to do it.
You have another follow-up? You're recognized.
I do. So there are some areas that are unincorporated within these parks. And so what happens to these unincorporated areas that obviously the cities are not responsible for?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's a good question. So I walked through this before. I'll do it again. I'm happy to show you a map offline as well. Reedy Creek stretches across two counties, Orange and Osceola. In Osceola, 100% of the territory in Osceola is not in a municipality. It is Osceola. So Osceola would get that part of it. But we could talk about how interesting the district actually appears in those counties as well, which I think would belie sort of the notion that a lot of folks are putting forth here. As it relates to Orange County, most of the Orange County territory that's within the Reedy Creek District lies within the cities of Bay Lake and Lake Buena Vista. There's a portion on the western side of the district that would be unincorporated. It would be up to Orange County to determine how they wanted to deal with the assets of the Orange County area. They could choose to give most of it back to Disney, effectively, because to be clear, Bay Lake and Lake Buena Vista are Disney cities. There is no housing. So those of you who actually know, one of the fascinating things for me as I've learned this is I was like, how do they only have 53 people in these two cities? I mean, you know, Disney built this Golden Oak neighborhood. Some of you have seen it. I looked at it at one point, thought about buying a house there. And they've also had Celebration, which is sort of south in Osceola County. How are there only 23 people on all this Disneyland? Well, it turns out when they build houses, then they're perfectly fine giving that land back to the county. So Golden Oak is not in the Reedy Creek Improvement District. They went boop, and they kind of dinged that back out and handed it back to the county. I guess home rule was a good thing then. And then as Celebration was created, they dinged that back out and handed it over to Osceola County. In fact, it's really weird. You've got, like, these roads that are in the district, but all the houses that are around it, they boop, sent right back to Osceola County because in that case, apparently, home rule and having a special district wasn't the best idea in the world.
Ranking Member Smith, I recognize you for another question. One question, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hope I have an opportunity to ask more than one question. I am trying to read through the staff analysis, Representative Fine, which is very short. I understand the bill is very short, but that's also very misleading about the transformational impact that abolishing the Reedy Creek District would have on Central Florida's economy. My question is, have you conducted a full economic impact on what abolishing the Reedy Creek District would do, what the tourism impact would be? We have talked about the permitting process. You talked about how they can do their own permitting. Yes, that has resulted in permits being very quickly approved and processed, construction projects being immediately given a green light to move forward, and good-paying union jobs immediately being deployed into the area to facilitate those projects. So what is the overall economic impact on this proposal?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's refreshing to hear you talk about the value of deregulation and government getting out of the way with red tape. Might be something that we do in other areas as well, outside of just Reedy Creek. What I would say is, again, Orange and Osceola County can make those decisions on how they want those permitting processes to work. Maybe what they do at Reedy Creek would be a good thing for them to do for the companies that aren't in Reedy Creek.
Short one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's impossible to overstate, again, the impact on abolishing this district. I found out about this bill that you've proposed this morning when I was in the shower as a ranking member of this committee. I know that folks don't want to hear about that, but I want to...
I talked about bedding in a bathtub, so you're okay.
You did, and I don't want to revisit that ever. However, I'm wondering, because this is so last minute and so knee-jerk, and we're all just scrambling to figure out what this means, have you met with and communicated with those stakeholders who are impacted? Have you met with workers? Have you met with Orange and Osceola County government? Have you met with the Reedy Creek Improvement District? Have you met with any of the other special districts? Or is this just something that you don't believe requires their input before you file this legislation?
Recognized.
There were a whole lot of questions there, Chair, but I will answer it this way. I have not met with any of them. However, they have their opportunity in input. As I've said repeatedly, they have next session to come back to us, as 127 special districts have done over the past 55 years, and propose bringing their charters into compliance, into that 1968 world. So I anticipate all of those conversations will happen. And I think all these companies these special districts will consider that, this opportunity that they have to do this, as 127 organizations have done before that over the next year. I'm happy to have those conversations myself with the Reedy Creek folks, which I would presume is Disney, as well as the Marion County Law Library District. I mean, and everything in between. There's plenty of time for those discussions to happen over the next year.
One last question. Ranking Member Smith, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't think that the Reedy Creek Improvement District and the statute that created it is flawless and perfect and without its pros and cons. My question is, rather than tweak these special privileges and make modifications to the special district, which was created to help facilitate the economic engine in Central Florida that helped to build this state. Why didn't you file a bill that simply makes changes and amendments as a result of the input of all the stakeholders, rather than taking a sledgehammer to this improvement district as you are doing with this bill?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I would say this. It's in part because I believe we should challenge the notion that a Reedy Creek Improvement District should exist. I think that's a worthy discussion for the legislature to have over the next year. Now, I understand in the 1960s, when Democrats were in charge, they thought giving a competitive advantage to one company was a good idea. But the benefits that Disney, which is what Reedy Creek Improvement District is, the benefits that Disney get do not comport, do not transfer to their competitors. Disney has four theme parks. Universal's soon going to have three. They don't get to create the, you know, Woody Woodpecker special improvement district to get those same special advantages. SeaWorld, which has struggled, frankly, over the last few years, they don't get to create the Shamu special district, and Legoland doesn't get to do the same. So I think it is a worthy discussion for us to have over whether we should be doing this at all. And that is what this bill, that is what this bill will create. Over the next year, this legislature will decide, do we want this? And if so, in what form? But I think what's clear is we're not going to do some of these things. I don't think any of us would vote to give any special district the right to do eminent domain in territory outside of their borders. Imagine if Monroe County could go to Dade County and say, hey, we're just going to take this over. You know, we would never vote for that. And again, this is why looking at things that are 50 and 55 years old, whether it's in K-12 education, higher ed, or in this instance, is always a good thing. And that's why we're doing this.
Rep. Campbell, I'll let you have one more question. I'm sorry I didn't see you. And I'll get to you one last question too, Rep. Henson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Campbell, you're recognized. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Fine, my last final question is that, you know, you're adamant against home rule. And so I want to know, what does the state have planned, or what does this bill kind of do for, like, our power plants, our water treatment facilities? What is the plan in place for that in this bill?
You're recognized.
Sure. And my views of home rule really aren't all that relevant to the bill, because frankly, my views of home rule wouldn't have all these cities and counties necessarily at all. But the point is that the assets of these six special districts, should they not be rechartered next year, they would revert to the municipalities in which they exist. In the case, since people are most interested in Reedy Creek, it would be Osceola County, Orange County, Bay Lake, Florida, and Lake Buena Vista, Florida. They would get the power plants and the roads and whatever other assets existed would go to those four local governments, who would then use their home rule authority to run them however they see fit.
Rep. Henson, you're recognized for one question. Members, we have 35 more minutes, and we will get through this.
Please, sir.
You're recognized for one.
She said she asked for two.
I did this.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't mean peace either.
Yeah, okay.
The proclamation says it's necessary to review independent special districts to ensure that they are appropriately serving public interests. What example do you have that this special district is not appropriately serving the public interest?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe your proclamation, I presume you're reading the governor's proclamation. Mm-hmm. I think I didn't write his proclamation. You'd have to ask him about his proclamation.
I'll give you another one now.
You wrote the bill, though.
Ask me a question about the bill.
Floridians are facing skyrocketing costs this legislature refuses to act on. Why are we killing jobs during a special session?
Rep. Henson, that's not appropriate.
Okay, finally.
You want to rephrase?
Yes. You've been very condescending about the Marion County Library, Law Library.
Law Library.
Yes. That is in my district, just so you know. And I take offense. Can I just share with you some of the services they provide?
No, Rep. Henson, the question.
I don't intend
you can,
to.
You can
I
put
just
that
want
up
him
debate.
To know.
That's what debate's for. I'm
not going to debate it. I want you to know. I take offense to it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. You're recognized. Members, we're going into public testimony. Dr. Rich Templin, Florida AFL-CIO. Sir, you're recognized. Welcome. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. An unexpected pleasure to be in front of your committee again. And there's some committee members I didn't think I'd see again, and they're here. So very cool. All wars have collateral damage. All wars, even culture wars. Now, you can't go on national TV. You can't have press conferences. You can't be on Twitter talking about woke Disney and then come into a committee room and act like this bill and that are not completely connected. I mean, let's just be real about that. The biggest thing I want to speak to, though, is the collateral damage. And there really is. There's a massive amount of misunderstanding about how the Reedy Creek District operates. We represent 30 to 40,000 workers at Disney. That includes workers who are employed by Reedy Creek. They are electrical inspectors. They are water technicians, right? And then if we look at the Disney park proper, because the bill sponsor laid out how much power this district has. If you look at the park itself and the private Disney company, there are so many elements of this special district that impact how Disney conducts its business, how they're able to conduct their business, and how they create jobs. I will give you one example. We have a single IBW local on the property, represents 1,000 people, 1,000 hardworking people. Because Reedy Creek / Disney permits its own work, they are able to project out every single bit of their growth. And so they know exactly how many construction workers, electricians, et cetera, that they need at any given time. Because of that, those electrical workers that I mentioned, they don't have to periodically pack up their tools and get in the car and go drive around the state looking for work. They stay there at home at the Disney property. You wipe out the district, you wipe out the ability to do that. The Reedy Creek Improvement District is not just a taxing body. It actually governs that community that is the Disney property. Now, is that problematic? I think it's problematic in some ways. So let's fix it. But this whole approach of like, you know, fire, aim, ready is a really bad way to do it. At 9:30, when we first saw this bill come out, five and a half hours ago, I got over 30 calls within the first 90 minutes of this coming out. 30 calls from local union presidents and workers, terrified because they understand how the Reedy Creek Improvement District works. I don't think most people in this room do. I don't even fully understand, but they do. And they know that this is a threat to their jobs and their livelihoods. And getting back to the culture stuff, guys, these are not, they're not, you know, you're not owning the libs. These are construction workers. These are Republicans. These are church-going, God-fearing people who just want to keep their jobs. But they're getting caught up in this as collateral damage. I fully agree that there should be some changes. Look, I'm a sixth-generation Floridian. Disney's been a part of my life, my entire life. I've got family that worked on the dredges, the barges that were in what was a swamp that drained it to put the first foundation of the Disney park down. But I've always thought, this is weird. They got their own government? Like, this, it's weird. But this is not the way to do it. You come out with a bill, 5 hours later, you have a committee meeting. The staff analysis, if you look at the staff analysis, it's cut and pasted three times to make it look longer. We really ask that you hit the pause button on this. Let's put together stakeholders, as I think somebody mentioned, and I think a lot of people would be interested to talk about it. But please just understand this.
there are real people impacted by this. A lot of real people impacted by this. And I just ask, when you make the decision about how you're going to vote on this bill, that you keep those people in mind. They didn't volunteer for this. They didn't want to pick a fight. They had nothing to do with it. They're just living their lives. Disney comes out and says something. Government officials get mad about it. And now they're sitting at home right now, terrified whether or not this bill is going to pass. And they did nothing wrong. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Templin. One quick question. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for your testimony, Mr. Templin. Do you know how many employees that Reedy Creek Improvement District actually has?
You're recognized.
Reedy Creek engages with our contractors, unionized contractors. So that number fluctuates, depends on the work that's happening. I actually have spent the last 5.5 hours trying to piece all that together. I know if you look at that number in one way, it's just the people that work in the building. But if you look at it another way, in terms of the contractors and subcontractors and all the folks that we have doing the work for Reedy Creek, you can look at it another way. So again, I don't profess to be an expert on this. I haven't really had to think about it except for the last 5 hours.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Members, we're in debate. Debate on the bill. Rep. Bartleman, you're recognized. In debate.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, I just want to correct the characterization that Reedy Creek Improvement District operates like the Wild West and they get to do whatever they want. I want to, just for public clarification, to let the public know that they are subject to federal and state agency oversight to ensure that the Reedy Creek Development District meets its public purpose. They are responsible to the EPA, the DOT. They're responsible to the State Department of Community Affairs, the Department of Environmental Protection, the South Florida Water Management District, and also under Chapter 189 of Florida statute, they have monitoring and enforcement mechanisms. They're required to submit reports to numerous state agencies, including the DCA, the Auditor General, the Department of Financial Services, the State Board of Administration, the Division of Bond Finance, and if they fail to meet any of these requirements at any time, the state can initiate action including technical assistance, enforcement, or they can declare the special district inactive. So if there were issues at any time, the state has enforcement mechanisms. Disney is the largest economic driver in Florida. It is unconscionable that we are gut-punching Florida's economy, hurting our state out of vengeance, hurting municipalities, counties, forcing taxpayers to pay for private companies, and to incur almost $1 billion of a private company's debt. By the way, there are over 400 employees in Reedy Creek, but they have over 2,000 contractors. Then think about the subcontractors and all of those employees that you're impacting. This is wrong on every level. And what's interesting is that now Floridians watching the news tonight will be distracted by the Reedy Creek District and what we're doing to Disney instead of focusing on the congressional maps that are diminishing minority representation. This is the wrong time. It's putting something else out there to distract from the real issues in Florida. And I urge you not to support this bill. Thank you.
Rep. Woodson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would say that independent special districts were created for specific reasons, and we must respect the reasons that they were created for. Coming up with a bill in the morning and expect us as legislators to vote on it is really horrendous. The people of Florida deserve better than that. I believe that the people of Florida were not given enough time to vet this process, to vet this bill. The discussion, the vetting should happen before we introduce a bill, not after. These are major actions that we are about to take. and we need to take the time to do things right, as opposed to acting prior to properly planning. We cannot go after Disney at this time for speaking out for what's right. What message are we sending to the rest of the businesses in Florida if we can do that to Disney? To the community, all the stakeholders that are involved in this process and will be affected. We have to stand up on issues that we disagree on or we agree on, but we cannot get into the habit of going after people because we don't agree with what they say. We don't have to agree on everything. We don't share the same values. This is why we all are different. But we have to be big enough to understand when we don't see eye to eye on something and not going after each other. We have issues in the state of Florida with major corporations that do not pay the fair share of taxes. But guess what? This is not what this bill is about. That's not what this bill is about. This bill is about Reedy Creek, about employees, about all those workers who stand to be impacted as well by this bill. I'm asking you to do what's right and not vote for this bill.
Ranking Member Smith, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is very frightening. It is extremely frightening because we all know that this bill is political retribution. It is punishment for business entities who spoke out against the governor's agenda. We were warned. We've just been told, oh no, this is not about singling out any business. No, we would never do such a thing. That's a joke. We're not stupid. We have been told by the governor and by Republican lawmakers in plain language, in public and on the record, that if Disney or any other business or individual speaks out against this administration, or they engage in this so-called woke ideology, they will pay. And now everyone else has been put on notice with this bill. If you speak out, if you have an opinion about what's happening here in the Florida legislature, you will be punished. That is how this administration is deciding that they want to govern. And the legislature, this committee, and every member who votes for this bill is capitulating to that and is now complicit in what's happening. And I can't overstate the dramatic impact of what this bill will do, abolishing the Reedy Creek District, which covers two counties. It covers four Florida theme parks, two water parks, one sports complex, 175 lane miles of roadway, 67 miles of waterway. I'm sorry, but there's a lot that's impacted. I know that we only have an hour and a half.
Ranking Member Smith, I know we only have an hour and a half. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to start limiting debate because a lot of other people want to debate.
I will land the plane.
Thank you. Hopefully you're on final.
Well, let's get to the 356 government employees of Reedy Creek who will lose their jobs when the district is abolished, 200 of them being first responders. We've pulled out the rug from underneath all of these workers and businesses, and really pulling the rug out from underneath Central Florida's economy, all because one business had the gall to stand up for the LGBTQ community. That's what this is about. We're rushing this bill through. I don't even know if I'm going to have the opportunity to finish my debate because we're in a hurry to adjourn the meeting and do what? We had one individual submit public comment. Why? Because we didn't notify the public that this was happening. Members, I'm disgusted by this proposal. And when I look around and I see other members of the committee who have no questions and likely will not debate and will just hit the button and do as they're told, I know that many of you are disgusted too. And you can't believe,
Ranking Member Smith,
that this is what has happened in this legislature. Please vote against this bill. And if you really want corporate accountability, I suggest demanding that these corporations pay what they owe.
Members, we're going to go to a minute and a half for debate because I want to try to give as many people an opportunity as possible to have their say. Rep. Henson, you're recognized for a minute and a half. I wish I could create time, but I can't.
I know, but you always do that when it comes to Rep. Henson. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Governor DeSantis is using retaliatory politics to penalize any and everyone who disagrees with his far-right agenda. You, sir, are his messenger. Targeting a company for publicly criticizing state policy is a clear abuse of power to punish critics of the state government. Disney is standing against a harmful anti-gay bill that causes agony and uncertainty of an already vulnerable group. Standing up for our communities is not a reason for punishment. This sets a dangerous precedent, my colleagues, where our government can reprimand individuals or corporations over a matter of opinion. This violates our Constitution. We also do not know what the economic impact will be. Disney is the biggest employer in Florida and is the magnet that brings tourists here. The long-term ramifications could be extremely damaging to our tourist industry and Florida's overall economy. Phew! Punishing Disney for being woke. Consequences be damned. Once again, we are not focusing on solving the real issues of Floridians, like affordable housing, condo safety, or environmental protections. We are instead focusing on superficial legislation and wasting taxpayer dollars. This is a distraction from the real issue at hand, congressional redistricting maps. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Rep. Joseph, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill is offensive to the very notions upon which the American economy is based. It is a direct assault on the notions that underpin the First Amendment's protection to challenge things that we disagree with politically. It's contrary to existing law, but the bill sponsor, although he acknowledged being aware of the law, we don't care about the law. We don't care in this bill about free markets. It's contrary to capitalism. Punishing a company for daring to speak against a governor's radical right political agenda is precisely the kinds of things that we see in countries like Russia and China. It is the communist, socialist, dictatorial practices of punishing people or companies that dare speak out against you.
20 seconds, Rip Jones.
This bill is un-American. Mm-hmm. And if you were paying attention to what the bill sponsor said, Disney is not the last company on this hit list. This is the beginning. Speak now, companies, Floridians, or forever hold your peace.
Thank you. Rep. Campbell, you're recognized. Minute and a half.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for that presentation. Rep. Fine, who knew that we were waking up this morning, coming in a cold room, freezing our little tail feathers off, talking about Goofy and Mickey and Minnie and how that is affecting our governor. Here, look, this bill is, I agree with my colleagues, this bill is offensive. It has no place right now. The real thing that we need to be talking about is congressional maps, how it's affecting minorities, how it's impacting our communities. If we wanted to extend the call, we should have been focused on property insurance instead of focusing on special districts, which we all had to run and race and try to figure out what is going on here. I think there's a bigger picture at hand. We need to come together and really take a hold of our legislation back. It's bad that we are not having a checks and balance, that our governor is telling us what to do, and we're just falling in line and doing what as he says. And so we just need to stand up against that. And so I asked my colleagues, vote against this bill. We have not had enough time to even look into the added effects. And yes, can there be changes be made? Yes, there can be changes be made for anything. But at this point in juncture of what we're dealing with, the crises that we're seeing, I know I'm not the only person that's seeing that. And so I ask that you vote down on this bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. My Republican colleagues, you're only going to get 1 minute to debate. Chair Grant. Leader Grant.
Thank you, Chair. I will be brief. I, too, am disgusted. I'm disgusted that we have a law in the books that's been there for 58 years that allows a private company to build a nuclear power plant without the consent of the citizens in the counties that are going to be impacted by it directly. I'm disgusted by the fact that we have a private company that has the ability to do eminent domain and take people's property away from them without the ability of even the local county commissioners in those communities to impact that decision. That disgusts me. So for 58 years, that has been allowed to stand. It is time to change. We have over a year until we get to our next session and start discussing the ramifications of this bill. And that time, I would expect that the stakeholders in those two counties and the companies impacted and the unions impacted and the workers impacted and the taxpayers that are going to be impacted will have a say on how the new and improved Reedy Creek District should be reconstituted. 58 years. I think it's also time that maybe we take a look at the Marion County Law Library Special District, and I hope that the report on that comes back very favorably, and I look forward to supporting that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Leader Grant. Chair Toledo, you recognize 1 minute, please.
Thank you, Chair. Once upon a time, Disney was a great partner with the state of Florida. We once enjoyed working with them. We've granted them privileges because of our shared history, shared goals, and shared successes. Shamefully, Disney betrayed us and the corporation that Walt Disney started, which was a beacon of family values, and that has now been perverted by a woke mob of liberal extremists into a laboratory of gender identity social experimentation in which our children are the guinea pigs. As a mother, I'm offended by this. And as a season pass holder for longer than I can remember, but before I had kids, I'm offended by this. And I'm offended by my colleagues that are offended by what we're doing and not what Disney is doing to our children. And this isn't a punishment. It's a leveling of the playing field. Now Disney has to live by the same rules we ask every other corporation to live by in Florida. This is an issue of fairness. I stand with my colleagues and the Governor DeSantis and will vote to end special treatment for corporations in Florida.
Chair Fisher, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Representative Fiden, for bringing this bill forward. I think you and the governor have put forward a great idea. As the chairman of the Subcommittee on Government Operations, we deal a lot with renewals of government entities, and I think it's high time that these six districts get looked at. You were right talking about somebody kicking a bee's nest. My family, we're season pass holders. We go to Disney all the time. We've gone to Disney together with our families, and we love Walt Disney. not woke Disney. And that's what they've become. Radical, extremist executives from California want to try to dictate policy here in Florida. They're goofy with power. And I think it's time that we stop their social imagineering. Thank you.
Rep. Overdorf, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to bring it back to actually what the substance of the bill is, and that is in 1997, the legislature requested that all special districts codify themselves and codify the districts. They didn't all do it. So in 2001, we came back and said, look, you all have until 2004. Since that time, over 170 different districts have actually done it. Six districts have not. This particular district that has gained most of the attention today has over $12.4 billion in assessed assets. It has a $719 million bond debt that's still sitting out there. I would suggest that it is a fiduciary responsibility of those folks that are within that special district that they would, in fact, want to go ahead and codify their existence, to go ahead and codify the rules associated with it, and to ensure that their district continues. This bill will not dissolve Reedy Creek. It does give a deadline, though, that it will happen by. So I would suggest that those six districts, if they want to continue to exist, that they would, in fact, complete their codification by June of 2023. Thank you.
Rep. Roth, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. You know, maybe this bill is pushback on woke capitalism, on people that are pushing an agenda. Maybe this is an agenda that is affecting jobs and companies throughout America. Mm-hmm. It's affecting businesses like mine in Florida, pushing an agenda. These are frightening times, and I think this is pushback. I'm asking people to understand. I think this is a careful, measured approach, giving all the people in these six districts plenty of time to update their special districts. Think about everything that's going on in the country right now, and think about this bill being maybe pushback, that we have a cancel culture that is tearing down statues. We're firing employees for not getting vaccinated. This is a real problem that we're trying to deal with. We're asking people to be careful.
Thank you. Rep. Fine, you have 2 minutes to close, sir.
Well, that stinks. I'll be brief. I have to, I guess. This bill brings me no joy to run. I don't want anyone to think that. I would guess that no one spends more money at Disney than my family has over the last 14 years since my son was born. In fact, when I told him I was going to run this bill, his reaction is, well, will we be able to go back? So I have no joy in running this bill. But I am going to take my time. I'm actually not going to close on the bill because sometimes we hear things that are so ridiculous in this room, they have to be repudiated. This bill is not Ron DeSantis's bill. This is my bill. And I don't really care if you vote for it or not. But if you vote for it, you're voting for the name on the bill, not the name who's not. I will tell you that the Republicans in this chamber, we are not automatons, and we do not take orders. And this is a bill that we believe, and I believe, is a good idea. If any of you know anything about me, it should be clear, I don't get pushed around. You know, I've found problems in government, and people have accused me of this before. You know, UCF messed around, we went after them. School districts messed around, we went after them. You kick the hornet's nest, things come up. And I will say this, you got me on one thing. This bill does target one company. It targets the Walt Disney Company. You want to know why? Because they are the only company in the state that has ever been granted the right to govern themselves. All these things that we heard were such a great idea by Mr. Templin. Oh, they get to do this, and oh, they get to do that. Why aren't you guys saying, let's roll those out for Universal or SeaWorld or all the other private employers in the area? If they're such a great idea to give as a special consideration to Disney, they're a great idea to give to everybody else. I got a lot more I could say, and you will hear it in a couple of days. But advance the bill, and we'll talk about it on the floor. With that, I ask for your favorable support.
Very good. Having closed on this bill, Lexi, please call the vote.
Chairman Sulo?
Yes.
Representatives Altman?
Yes.
Bartleman?
No.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Campbell?
No.
Chambliss? Cheney?
Yes.
Drake?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Gilombardo? Goff-Marcil?
No.
Hinson?
Nope.
Joseph?
Absolutely not.
Mooney?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Payne.
Yes.
Rodriguez. Roth.
Yes.
C. Smith.
No.
D. Smith.
Yes.
Stevenson. Toledo.
Yes.
Woodson.
No.
Zika.
Yes.
Ex officio Grant.
Yes.
14 yeas, 7 nays.
Thank you, Lexi. Members, by your vote, will show HB 3C reported favorably. Congratulations, Chair Fine. Members, this ends our business for today. Without objection, Rep. Woodson move we rise. We are adjourned.